one here, and it's Taylor involved in it after a great run last week in the second round finals. In a turn number here at Weber, a lucky one of Clay. So at the now, Michaela Bertin getting off to start. He heads to the pit and starting to thin out top boots, who got the jump from Fitz, Caruso, Chancellor, Collin. Further back, she's dropped down. Perfect harness. And off the circuit, Ponte and in the 20C. So after the lap, Bianca. Their way back straight. No gap between Bianca 11 and Phil. They come across. In fact, it's the third row as the line. So has made the going into turn. Bianchi going through to the S's and in trouble. I think he might have a chain. How is circuit? That is disappointing for Bianchi, who erased the first two. Nicholas is your new in the K. In cart, the IAME, the Tiger Trans sponsoring the way. 7.8, his fast pace. Then it's Ling from further back. That's from Lithgow Shutters. Then Chancellor and entry. Novik Boot, Cosmos. The runners. Come across Caruso, building on the front of the field. 0.4 in building. Phipps. Stefano have got Parler now. Taylor Harness cover. She's in position ahead of McCullough, Chloe and Ma. Chancellor off the on four. Here's your Carolding Phipps. And it's Stefano with Nobles going into and Harness. Last Jacob. So couple back. Six. The back, Aussie Boot on the circuit of it. Now drop back place as Caruso about to a lap. Leader is coming to the team. Probably the blue line circuit. Kayla Boots starts to head around the top of the leader. Now catch Boot comes down to the pit and past the 40. So the Nicholas Caruso, Tiger Trade, Spiral out in front, Bill Boulding in the 60. Then it's who's seconds behind. So the two lifters split Canberra runner and Martin. It looks like Fanovica appear as they head the back straight, central back straight towards to the shed top of the shed turtle running nose there. Steph loses a bit of ground. We're strong, and the leader for stop. So Bianchi had problem on lap three. Now next leader off the circuit, and Caruso very with the Boulding the lead in the 16. Boulding turn number one. Start final lap. Boulding traffic on the back of the 20. Shamar gets at the top of the. So, Chloe Cozzi will be part of that going, you would think, but run. This leader heads to the gate for the final. And the Aiden Boulding, three. He just so have to take the chance. Phipps and Stefan, and but the line just unfired. Then it's recovered to come to position. And rounding on the leader, 2P of in position of Michaela, final runner on down. In team Carter, race to lead. Key out early. Russo at 2 inning. Was a affair here for junior heat number one. Heavy for the circuit. It's set. The first passes hit Mark Webber series. And it's in the feed. George Tomgate in the 90 from Riley 7. In the 7, Mealy in the 79, and William 7, Scott in the 2. So mixed Grenfell and Waters out there running the engine. James in the 30. We're not going to get a start at George Thompson, who not quite in. A little bit of walk off the end of the pit to the X there. And of course, circuits a bit deep. We're getting reports. The drive there of those things. For a start, this time. as and Tom gets set for a in good. They come through. Warren Thompson also as we go. Oh, they side row to jump on the outside. Back at him and to number one moves him to side. Enters in and that shot back behind him. Up, but then the seventh was made a good fourth position. Now try and make the Riley in the fourth as they head around the circuit for the first. The shed it and then the rest of the top. It's not Thompson at the oh, Thompson into the kitty litter. Out running. Thompson after a start. The grab to extract has lost a lot of it. Really up into it's Williams and Rolf in 47 position. Then it's Rapp and Tom gets him scrilled for the finish line in 8. Back 4. He's around the top of and a good bat as Williams looks tired of feeling. Feel work. It's the 7 and Williams pass. So Williams, 57. Now up in position. Set the fastest on that lap. Pass for second. 8.54 is fastest lap. So in this, so it's orange and two orange full drivers of the field. James leading across the start, 33. One down now by Glenn in the canvas, 57. Back, no, the Finns hit turn in now off the and hit back end of, sorry, the back end of the continues to lead the 33 second to the 95. Not this right behind. Now 22's in forward. Not Ratman. Tony Carr, who his way further as the continues on. Definitely almost through the dip and surface potential that time. They work their way around the back onto the and race leader. 33 side and made the pass. So the dead 95 muffled back to there to the fourth. Tried to make the move into turn. They go nose to tail. And Riley now get in amongst the so a fourth second position along the service straight. Up to turn 8 and Ratman side around the circuit. And Rat like no for spot moment and wraps that spot again. Oh, he's third, fifth Riley also the hell nose to tail. Ratman into third, Beerley, back Riley, fifth position, going on. Now, George to circuit, I haven't the off. He's just behind the leader. Still out, 8 runners. The Helter's out too. Still all the runners, circuit, leading the one who makes the on Ratman now, second position, but half a set himself in the lead line, and into the dip of surface potential back. There is no Ratman goes to the outside. The leader not just position. They side coming through, coming off the top and makes the and wrap your new race. So complete seat at the field is driven up through here through the position and now looks position away. Nola who didn't pass easy for they were signed by pit turn and who went line had through the middle of the taking line and then off. Looks like another position now 17. So on the 8. Sorry, they're on the white flag is at the 5. Wrap roll feeling back to 4. Riley also that position and it's Weir, Mealy and who round order. So you're 32. So driven well in the cart centre cart to get the front of and problem there on the roll to the roll in the shooting 7 range first Feely in the 5 second Rat third back there off Riley Williams 6th and 7th rounding out so it all for Scott at final and the drivers there get the advantage hitting the 17 in the 95 to Kenya competition. So K3 senior heavy action about to kick off. Brendan Shea is in the 10 cart. He's got the 11 of Jack Dare beside him. Nicholas Cooley in the 5. Mark Linsell in the 84. Blake Sinedro is in the 38. There's Jamie Prenegast in the 23. And Jared Prenegast in the 69. So it's Wagga, Goulburn and Griffith represented here as we're away and racing, and it's Dare in the 11 who gets the best of the jump as they file down into turn number one. Looks like Shea has dropped into third position. The 5 of Cooley is already up to second. Then it's back to the 84 of Linsell. Troubles for the 38. Sinedro is dropping towards the back of the field, just not up to speed currently, as a leader Dare in the Robbo sand and gravel entry has got the advantage. So Cooley in second in the 5, although Cooley looks like he's made the move around the top of the circuit. So Cooley now leads the way as the 11 card of Dare has dropped all the way back to 6th position. Sinedro still out there and is starting to pick up the pace now. But Nicholas Cooley from Goulburn leading the way from Jamie Prendergast, who came off the back row of the grid. So Jamie Prendergast in the Prendies Autos, MIA tyres, number 23, trying to put the pressure on the 5. The Goulburn driver of Nicholas Cooley. Third plate, Mick Linsell in the 84 from Wagga. That's the Barup Bull Bars entry, because Barup Bull Bars been a great sponsor across the state over the years. And Mick Linsell in that 84 cart, running in third currently. He's just 0.3 of a second back on Jamie Prendergast. So as the leaders work their way around the top of the circuit, the race leader is Nicholas Cooley in the 5. Prendergast, Linsell, then it's Shea, Prendergast, Dare, and Sinedra as they complete lap number 3. So Cooley now takes the fastest lap of the race, 34.831. He's the only, well, no, Jack Dare's in the 34s as well, a 34.905 for Jack Dare, who had problems on lap 1 after taking the lead off the start. Now Dare, who lost a lot of ground around the top of the circuit, is starting to work his way back up through the field. He's got past the 69 of Jared Prendergast from Griffith. And the Wagga driver in that Cosmic Cart trying his best to regain some of that lost ground. He's about 1.2 seconds behind Brennan Shea. And that is the 10 cart that he's trying to run down. All the while, Nicholas Cooley pulling out further at the front of the field. Another fastest lap of the race for the 5 with a 34.514. Then it's back to Prendergast with a 34.997, his best lap. And Linsell, a 35.213. So Dare working his way onto the back bumper of Shea now. He shouldn't take too long, and he's going to try and make the pass there. Loses a bit of ground into turn one. Makes it up on the exit of the S's. Up over the rise and into the dip and onto the service potential. Back straight Dare and Shea almost side by side there. Dare takes a wide line into turn 8. And then eventually coming off turn 9 of the top turns, he will complete the pass. So Jack Dare grabbing back fourth position. He now is 2.9 seconds behind Mick Linsell. So Cooley, Prendergast, Linsell, Dare, Shea, Prendergast, that's Jared, and Sinedra. So the 38. Now in danger of going a lap down before the end of this race, you would think. As Cooley comes across the line, ahead of Jamie Prendergast, a 2.2 second lead. Then it's Linsell, 0.3 of a second back. Dare, he's got past Shea, and now has got a 3 second gap to make up. So he's lost a bit of ground on that lap to Mick Linsell in the 84. You think that might be a bit too much ground to try and make up, as both drivers are now running in the 34 second bracket. Cooley across the line again, another 34.5, his best to 34.095. So Cooley still keeping the pace up. He holds a 2.2 second gap, that margin staying fairly stagnant over Jamie Prendergast, who is got the 84 of Mick Linsell right behind him still. They work their way around the turn eight, top turns, and Linsell just lost the front end there as he was trying to cut it back inside Jamie Prendergast. And Prendergast, well, he'll maintain his second position in the Prendies Autos MIA Tyres cart number 23. So Dare starting to break away from Shea in the 10, but still is 2.8 seconds back behind this battle for second between Jamie Prendergast and Mick Linsell. Mick Linsell looking to go up to the inside as they got to the shed turn. Linsell finally going up the inside there, sideways coming off that top turn as he grabs second position. So Linsell in the bar up bull bars, number 84, at the line, he'll take the checkered flag in second. Cooley was the winner. The Goulburn driver doing everything right there. Linsell on the last lap making a big move to grab second. Jamie Prendergast back there in third. Dare is in fourth. Shea, Jared Prendergast, and then it's Blake Sinedro who rounds out the seven runners. Good racing there in the KA3 Senior Heavies Heat number one here at Circuit Mark Webber in the Southern Star Series, round number three. KA3 Juniors Heat number one. Bailey Sweeney in the 8 from Canberra is out on the pole. Jeremy Hodges in the 63 out of position number 2. Taylor Harness in the 48. Thomas Sargent in the 47. Then it's Nicholas Caruso in the 3. Zach Van Zanten in the 72. Will Longmore in the 13. And Finley Allen is in the 2. So Sweeney and Hodges to start on the front row. I'm not going to get a start this time, by. Indeed, we have got a start. So that was a surprise. The start went very early that time. And it's given a huge jump to the 2 of Finley Allen, who has responded the best and is well out in front. The 63 of Jeremy Hodges is sitting in second position. So it's Finley Allen leading the way. Hodges in second. Then it's back to Sweeney in the 8 has dropped back quite a way now, so it's Caruso. Then it's Sergeant, Longmore, Sweeney, Van Zanten, and Harness rounding out the runners on the circuit. So Sergeant making the move in the Euro Oz livery card. I mentioned before the Euro Oz sponsorship or livery on the K3 Junior cart for Thomas Sergeant. So he heads over to the British Kart Grand Prix at the PFI, International Karting Circuit in Grantham in the English North. So he sits in second. Finley Allen out to a huge advantage. So Allen, Sargent, Hodges, Longmore, Caruso, Sweeney, Van Zanten and Harness around the top of the circuit. Finley Allen, 3.5 seconds. As Allen in the Intrepid cart, the Capital Aircraft Services, number 2, leading the way from the Tegra Australia, Euro Oz 47 of Thomas Sargent. Then it's back to Will Longmore, who's made the pass now, and Jeremy Hodges. So the 13 of Longmore from Wagga is up into third. Hodges from Grenfell drops down to fourth in that 63 cut. Now Caruso in the 3 in the KA3s. He'll be hoping that the cart will manage to get it to the checkered flag this time. The Lithgow driver in the Tiger Trays UKS entry. Then it's Bailey Sweeney, the Sweeney Transport, number 8. Zach Van Zanten in the Gricardo cart. That's the Van Zanten and Sons Homes, number 72. Now making the pass on Sweeney for 6th position, and Taylor Harness still in 8th place. So Finley Allen has dominated this from just a lightning reaction to the green lights. Allen from Sargent, who's just set the fastest lap of the race, a 33.983. So that is a very good time for Thomas Sargent. The gap's been cut back to 1.7 seconds as they head along the surface potential back straight up towards the Turn 8 shed. Through Turn 9 and off those top turns now, it's still Allen leading Sargent as they work their way into the pit turn once again with six laps now completed. So Allen, Sargent, then it's back to Longmore. Caruso will be the next card through. And then just gathering back up to speed is Jeremy Hodges. So Hodges just looking like he's lost some momentum there. Zach Van Zanten, Sweeney and Harness, all eight runners still out there. So as the leader across the star finish line now being run down, Finley Allen in the two. The gap is now under a second between himself and Thomas Sargent in the 47. So Finley Allen and Sargent, your leaders. The gap on the service potential back straight is probably five card lengths, although it looks like it closed down to about four as they went up past the Turn 8 shed and head around the top turns onto the pit straight as they come across the line. Eight laps now completed. The gap about a half a second between Finley Allen and Sargent. Longmore still runs in third, Caruso in fourth, and then this group of carts, Hodges, Van Zanten, Harness and Sweeney all heading across the line together. And so Taylor Harness will be looking to try and grab another two positions before the end of this run. Sargent is on the back of Finley Allen now as they come to the white flag. It is the Intrepid of Finley Allen ahead of the Cosmic Cart of Sargent. At the line, the gap was back to half a second, although it looked a lot closer going through the pit turn. So on that final lap now, Harness trying to make the move on Hodges down into turn one. Hodges covers it off and will remain in that position. Round the top of the circuit, the leaders are going at it as Allen has the advantage down the pit straight for the final time. And Finley Allen in the Capital Aircraft Services, cart number two, takes the checkered flag. Thomas Sargent home in second. Longmore's back there in third. Caruso holds on for fourth position in a solid drive from the Lithgow driver. And then it's Hodges and Harness. And Harness has got the spot round the top of the circuit, and she drives her way back up to fifth position. Then it's Hodges, Van Zanten, and Sweeney round out the running order in Heat 1 of the KA3 Juniors. KA3 Senior Lights head out onto the circuit as they form up now. It's Mitchell Fredericks in the 78. The 97 is Nicholas Riley. Then it's Stuart Wiegland in the 70. Sean Shibutari in the 19. Connor Vidler in the 9. Shea Plewis in the 4. Her first race in a number of years. Jason Severino and Jared Whitty rounds out the running order. So they're in good formation as they head up the hill. Hopefully, they can stay that way for the start of this Heat 1 of the KA3 Senior Lights here in the Southern Star Series, round number 3, as we get set. They're still in good formation. A lot of concerns being raised about the start so far. And I can only imagine that the starts are going to get even more aggressive as we make our way through towards the final tomorrow. as Away and Racing. Good even start. It looks like Riley on the outside got the best of the jump. He makes his way into the lead, heading into turn number one. Fredericks follows into two. Oh, that spins in front of the field. So Fredericks in that New South Wales Rugby League cut 78. Goes all the way to the back of the field. Riley is your leader, the Dubbo driver, leading the way. Wieglen in the 70. Then it's back to Sean Shibitari, the 19. The local driver, watch for him to start working his way forward. As Shibitari, plenty of experience on this circuit. Mark Webber, Riley, Wieglen. Then it's back to Shibutari. Jared Whitty is in the red, white and blue, the stars and stripes of that 90 cart from the Racers Warehouse sponsorship. Further back then, and Whitty has got past Shibutari, up into third now. So Whitty, with a good move there, the Griffith driver making his move forward. Shibutari tries to go back in him up over the turn 8 shed. And as they work their way, oh, Whitty getting a big, big tank slapper going into the pit turn that time. He runs in third. Ahead of him is Wieglen, Stuart Wieglen, another of the Griffiths runners. But he goes wide in the entry to turn one, and Whitty is up there into second position. So your leader is still Nicholas Riley, the Dubbo driver in the OMR Race Engines cart number 97. He's got himself a handy buffer of almost a second as they work their way around the top of the circuit. So Riley, Whitty, Wieglen, Shibutari now trying to get the pass done on the 70 cart, but at this stage through the pit turn, doesn't look like Shibutari has got the ability to make that pass. Cerevino in the 87 is running in fifth. Pluis in the 4 runs in sixth place. Connor Vidler in the 9. Then it's Mitchell Frederick still trying to recover from that spin, and he now sits 12.8 seconds behind the leader. Shea Pluis, her first run, I think her last run actually was at the all-female event on Australia Day about 4 years ago. I think it was the last time Shea raced, so now she's just trying to get into the groove once again, running in sixth position. About 3 seconds, 3.5 seconds off the pack in front of her. That includes Wieglen, Shibutari and Cerevino. So that's the battle for third, fourth and fifth positions. Trying to mix it up here. Wieglen in the 70. Under some pressure from Shibutari, as I mentioned, the local Canberra driver. And also Cerevino, who's been to Canberra a number of times in that Royal Group, cart number 87. And Shibutari is looking to make his way past the 70 of Wieglen for third place as well. So the three carts all nose to tail and nose to tail around the top turns as they head into the pit turn. Wieglen has just got a good line here, covering himself off. Oh, big mistake from Cerevino now. And Cerevino getting very wide. He missed the braking marker and then just had to try and catch the cart as his four wheels drifted it into turn number one. And that has seen him drop back about five or six, maybe even more cart lengths to that battle for third, which is now just between Stuart Wieglen and Sean Shibutari. Your leader is still the 97 of Nicholas Riley, who completes lap number 7 now. He has a half a second gap ahead of Griffiths number 90, Jared Whitty, in the Stars and Stripes 90 of the Racers Warehouse cart. Riley in that OMR Race Engines Cosmic, your race leader. Wieglen still holding off Shibutari for the moment. But Shibutari now has made that pass. So Shibutari up to third. Our leaders heading towards the top of the circuit. And they're coming up on the back marker of Connor Vidler. So Connor Vidler in the nine, about to go a lap down to your leader, Nicholas Riley. Does a good job, stays out the way of the front group. So as the race leader, Nicholas Riley, continues on his way. Riley, Whitty, Shibuteri, Wiegland, Serafino, Pluis, Fredericks and Vidler is the running order as we're on the final lap. And the race leader in the 97 under some pressure, but it's Nicholas Riley who takes the win. Whitty home in second, Shibuteri, Wiegland, Serafino, then this gap back to Pluis, Fredericks, and Vidler, of course, one lap down to the leaders. Once again, all eight carts completing the journey here in the KA3 Senior Lights Heat number one at Circuit Mark Webber here in Canberra. Cadet Nines heading out onto the circuit now. The 12, Carlin Phelan, is the 07, Josh Hart. Darcy Balding in the 15, Blake Strode in the 56, and Seb Ruiz in the 28. So as we get set for a start here, Ruiz in the 28, and Phelan in the 12 will be your front row, with Hart and Balding on row 2, Strode the single card at the back of this Cadet Nines field. So Ruiz and Phelan. Mixture of engines here, Mini Rocks and Comas, and a mixture of clubs represented, because a number of the Canberra Kart Racing Club members there, Grenfell and Wollongong, also represented here with Strode from Wollongong, Darcy Balding from Grenfell. So looking for a start this time by. Away and racing, and Ruiz gets the jump off the outside of the front row. Going with him is Balding in the 15 cart. Oh, missing the apex there quite badly was the 12 of Phelan, and around the outside, cutting back inside, it allowed the 56 of Blake Strode to be able to take that position. So he's up to third after starting out of fifth. It's Ruiz at the front of the field now. Balding running in second, with Balding and Ruiz kicking away from Strode. Phelan and Hart is the next group of carts, as Ruiz just catching that cart after he made a big mistake going through the pit turn. So Ruiz in the 28 leading the way. Balding in second, Phelan, Hart and Strode now drops to the back of the field after making a good solid start. The race leader, Sebastian Ruiz, in the 28, around the top, past the turn 8 shed, as they head down that pit straight once again. So, Ruiz out to a handy buffer. Balding. Balding in second, Phelan is back there in third, Hart and Strode the running order. So all starting to spread out quite a bit around the circuit. Ruiz, a 39.782 fastest lap of the race. As this battle for third, well, Phelan looked like he had it under control, but Phelan and Hart have concertinaed back together here. And Hart looked like he had a big run going around the top of the circuit and has got past Phelan now. So Phelan starting to lose ground to the 7 of Josh Hart. As the leaders work their way around the top of the circuit, Ruiz in the 28, Boulding in the 15, 0.8 of a second. Boulding now fastest on the circuit, a 39.119. So Darcy Boulding in that Country Charm Yas number 15, showing some great speed here. Although Sebastian Ruiz, the Ruiz Construction Tony Kart, going fastest on lap 4 with a 39.083. So Sebastian Ruiz in the 28, Boulding in the 15. Then it's back, Hart consolidating his position in third, although Phelan has started to pick up the pace. There's something that's just come off one of those two carts just as they come up over the rise. So just a couple of pieces sitting in the middle of the track there, so hopefully they won't cause any problem later in the road. Blake Strode just clipping one of those pieces now. So, well, that's a concern for someone who's lost some bits of his cart. As Ruiz and Boulding go past it now. Then it's back to Hart and Phelan. Our race leader, Sebastian Ruiz in the 28, is now starting to come up onto the back of Blake Strode in that 56. Boulding is still 0.8 of a second behind Ruiz, and it is Boulding fastest on the circuit again. A 38.895 for Boulding, the fastest lap of the race. Josh Hart in the 7. So it looks like it's the 12 car to Phelan. As the race leader. So there's concern of the Carlin Phelan number 12 about the back bumper on that cart becoming loose. And also, we've got some parts that came off that cart. So Sebastian Ruiz caught now by Darcy Boulding. Darcy Boulding closed in on Ruiz over the last few laps. And now Ruiz and Boulding nose to tail around the top of the circuit. So they've got past Blake Strode, but the back marker has certainly now improved the chances for Boulding to make the pass as they come through the pit turn and across the start-finish line here to commence the final lap. Ruiz and Boulding nose to tail. Boulding went deep into turn two. They're through the S's now. And it's still Ruiz with the advantage. Boulding now building up momentum along the service potential back straight. They're side by side and Boulding makes a big pass up into the turn 8 shed. Now Ruiz, what can he do to come back? It's Boulding leading the way from Ruiz. Boulding through the final turn now and across the dogleg and the 15 of Darcy Boulding takes the checkered flag. Ruiz home in second, then it's back to Hart and Phelan, who are going to round out this race on the leader's lap. And Blake Strode in the 56 will finish one lap down. Well, it's never over till it's over, and Darcy Boulding making a great move on that final lap to take the victory. So tag restricted, back out onto the circuit now. The lights, Greg Jones, Scott Chaston, James O'Callaghan and Adam Martin. And the heavies, which will start in the second group, Casey Fenton in the 8, Gary Hodges in the 68, Macy in the 14, Boots in the 28, then the P-platers of Oldfield, Owen, Maloney, Haviv and Phelan. So Jones got the jump on the full start, but Chasden was the race leader when the race was halted. We'll see if that plays out again. So tag restricted, light and heavy, heat number one. There are a couple of lights in the P-platers, Clint Oldfield in the 63, the 6P of Damien Owen, and the 11P of Jordan Maloney. Are light, so you could see them coming through the field quite quickly. We're away and racing, and this time it's Chadson that gets the jump on the outside. Jones holds his line, and the 51 is in the lead as they head through the S's. Now two spinners at the bottom of the circuit. Phelan had a spin, and unfortunately, I think it was Haviv who got caught up in that spin as well. So those two drop well down the back as Jones and Chadston mixing it up around the top turns, and Chadston now will take the lead in the 32 cart. So it's the Albury driver in the CBR Kart Sports entry who leads the way from the 51 of Greg Jones. Then it's O'Callaghan. Martin is in fourth. Fenton in the eight. Then it's Hodges further back there. Two, Macy, Owen, Boots, Oldfield, Maloney, Phelan and Haviv round out the running order as they work their way around the top of the circuit. It's Chadston and Jones who lead the way in the lights battle. First of the heavies is the eight of Casey Fenton, who looks like he's on the back bumper of Adam Martin already. As they head through the pit turn, Fenton trying to make the move on O'Callaghan, in fact. Martin is up to third. It's the race leader in the 32. Scott Chadson. Greg Jones sits in second in the 51. Then it's Martin in the 34. Boots and Maloney off the circuit in the pit turn. So they'll need the blue lights on at the start-finish line here because the leaders are bearing down on them. As they cross the start-finish line, Chadston, the 11 getting past. So this is going to play to the advantage of Chadston, who got through those back markers quite quickly. So Chadston with a huge advantage. Jones has got Martin right on his back bumper, and Jones and Martin along the surface potential back straight will have to defend each other as they work past the turn 8 shed. Oh, contact at the top of the circuit. Jones and Martin side by side coming off the top turns as Jones and Martin across the line. They maintain their position. 0.1 of a second the difference between second and third. Further back in the field now, it's Hodges, Callaghan drops to a sixth position. Then it's Owen, Macy, Phelan, Oldfield, Haviv, Boots and Maloney. It looks like he's off the circuit. So as they work their way around the pit turn once again, our leader in the 32 is Scott Chadson. Jones has now broken away from Martin in the Monaco card. So Martin's back there in third. Fenton, the first of the heavies, runs in fourth. Then it's Hodges, O'Callaghan, Owen, Macy, Phelan, Oldfield, Haviv, Boots, and Maloney off the circuit after just two laps of racing. So Chadston, your leader. This big gaggle of cards heading up the surface potential back straight. There's been some great battles in amongst that group. Hodges in the 68, Owen in the 6, Macy, Phelan, Oldfield all in and amongst it there. As the leaders click off another lap, oh, just the 28, oh, that's the 8, sorry, of Fenton, who is having a bit of dramas through those tighter turns now. Owen also trying to grab spots as Callahan gets run up the back of. Hodges is in there as well. There's very hard battling going on in this big gaggle of carts from fifth place on back. As the leaders head up over the rise and towards the service potential back straight. Our best battle on the circuit starts with fifth place, O'Callaghan. O'Callaghan is a P plater. Well, that's interesting. We've got a back marker running in 12th position in the 28 who is holding up the rest of the field. And that means now the opportunities open up. And I think that's Damien Owen who's come through. So the leader is coming up on the back of David Haviv. And meanwhile, we've got this battle. O'Callaghan, Owen, Hodges, Macy, Oldfield, Phelan, all still trying to work their way through the traffic. Damien Owen now up to fifth position in that 6P cart. So that 28 is a lap down, but he's not letting the rest of the field through. And that has really stacked up the field behind. So it's around the top of the circuit. Now we've seen O'Callaghan finally get past the 28 of Boots. And as the laps are counting down, white flag is out. And our leader is heading down the pit straight for the final time through the pit turn. And Scott Chadston will take the checkered flag. So Haviv goes a lap down. Then it's the 34 of Adam Martin. Greg Jones drops back to third. Fenton is the first of the heavies to come through. Then it's Damien Owen, the best of the P-platers in the Rotax engine cart. James O'Callaghan will be through next in the 16. Further back then to the 68 of Hodges. Boots was a lap down. Then it's Oldfield, Macy, Phelan. Haviv is the final cart, one lap down with Boots behind him in the 28. So the tag restricteds having a very interesting start to their racing here in the Southern Star Series, round number 3. Cadet 12 action here, about to get underway. Ryan Pring in the 33 starts on the pole. Noah Sands in the 65. Ryan Kennedy in the 30. Zach Bates in the 24. Joseph Waddell in the 16. Max Assay in the 13. Riley Watson in the 75. Henry McWansborough in the 77. Matthew Hansford-Taylor's in the 97. Josh Sargent in the 74, Luke Van Zanten in the 88, William Cozzi in the 9, and Hamish Fitzsimmons is in the 6P at the tail end of the field. We're away and racing, and it's Sands who gets the jump. The Griffith driver in the Riverina go-kart centre, Tony Cart, leading the way into turns 1 and 2. Pring drops into second into the 30. In fact, he's dropped back further than that. It's the 24 of Zach Bates that's come up into second, and he heads along the service potential back straight with about a 3-cart gap between himself and the leader. It closes down to less than a cart length as they work their way past the turn 8 shed and then back down the hill towards the pit straight. Oh, big miss of the braking marker there to the third place runner in the 30 cart, Ryan Kennedy. And Kennedy has lost a fair bit of track position and puts him back into the battle with Joseph Waddell and Riley Watson. Josh Sargent is in sixth position now, trying to work his way through the traffic as Pring has fallen back to seventh place. Asahi has got past Pring now as well. So as they work their way around the top of the circuit once again, Sands is your leader, the Griffith driver leading the way from Bates of Canberra. Then it's back to Lithgow's Kennedy in the 30 card, and he's losing touch on the second place runner. In fact, Riley Watson now is up to third place, so I'm not sure what's happened to Kennedy there, as Waddell, Pring, Sargent, Kennedy is now back to seventh position. Then it's back to Van Zanten, Fitzsimmons, Asai, McClansborough, Cozzy and Hansford-Taylor. So Noah Sands leading the way, has set the fastest lap of the race, a 37.476. Watson ahead of Bates, so he's made the pass for second. As the battle for fourth, Waddell, Sargent, nose to tail there. Then it's Van Zanten, Fitzsimmons and Asai. Asai is leading this next group in the 13 car with Henry McLansborough, along with Cozzy, Hansford-Taylor and Pring now towards the back of the field. Your leader is still the 65 of Noah Sands. Riley Watson is in second. He's 1.1 seconds behind, but setting the fastest lap of the race at 36.819. Then it's Bates in third. Waddell seems to have consolidated his position in fifth place as Sargent has got by him. The leader heads around the top of the circuit. Noah Sands in the front of the field. We've got a spinner and the 30 card of Ryan Kennedy was running in sixth position. So Riley Watson, unfortunately, will take no further part in this race. His card off the circuit, going out of the S's. Ryan Kennedy, in the 30 card. So with five laps completed, Noah Sands leads the way. Riley Watson, then it's Zach Bates, Joseph Sargent, Joseph Waddell, Luke Van Zanten, Hamish Fitzsimmons, Max Asai, William Cozzy, Henry McLansborough, and then it's Matthew Hansford-Taylor and Ryan Pring. Max Asai's cart slowing on the circuit. And the front cart's front leaders. Sands went through all right. Watson took the inside line and just about ran himself out of room before they got to the dip. And he was lucky to get through without losing more time. So Max Asai, a spin through the S's that time is what's dropped him to the tail end of the field. And he is now running in 12th position. So your leaders, Noah Sands and Riley Watson. Watson is on a charge. Fastest lap of the race, a 36.7. He's done another 36.9, and it stands with a 37.0. So Watson is certainly closing. The Wagga driver in the 4-pack Australia, Mini Rock 75, is putting the pressure on. So as our race leader heads across the start-finish line, Watson still keeping the pressure on Sands. Again, Watson sets the fastest lap of the race, a 36.757. As the two leaders nose to tail. As they come through the pit turn, Watson trying a very tight line through that pit turn, Sands taking and allowing the cart to just roll through. Sands and Watson nose to tail through the S's now. There's only a cart length the difference as they head through the dip and up onto the service potential back straight. Oh, and a spin at the top and a big slide there from Noah Sands. He didn't spin out, but he has lost the lead to the 75 of Riley Watson. So Riley Watson now. Oh no, it was Watson that had the spin, or had the slide and lost the positions. So Sands holds on to the lead. Watson back there in the 75. Bates comes home in third. Then it's Josh Sargent in fourth. Joseph Waddell in fifth. No, it's Van Zanten in fifth, getting ahead of Waddell. Then it's Fitzsimmons. Cozzy at the nine. Then we have to wait for the 77 of McLansborough. Further back to Hansford Taylor, Pring and Asai rounds out the running order. Ryan Kennedy, unfortunately, on the fifth lap of the race, found himself off the circuit. So Noah Sands hangs on in a thriller to take the victory here in Cadet 12s. So the Tag 125's out on the circuit. And it's Chris Cooper in the 2. He'll start from the pole. Kieran Doran in the 25 out of position number 2. Jared Whitty in the 90 out of 3. Brian Woolner in the 14. Then it's the 7 of Cody West. Hayden Cox is in the 21. First of the heavies, so the second group that you see out on the track there is the 82 of Paul McCabe. Brad Miller's in the 4. Darren Miller's in the 7. Then it's Lance Horn in the 49, James Ordish in the 17, Brendan Shea in the 10, Tarn Ether in the 37, Greg Williams in the 15, Robert Hogan in the 26, Lachlan Chancellor in the 22, the 8 is Stephen Breschner, and the 54 is Robert Miller. So, officials just wanting the groups to start a bit slower. So as they're all formed up, the two groups, the lights at the front, the heavies at the back, as they are about to get back in formation here, coming down into the pit straight once again. So they're in good formation. Hopefully they'll stay that way now for the start. Much better start here. They're not broken into two big groups, so this should be right to go. Even start. Cooper on the inside. On the outside is Doran. Cooper has the advantage into turn one by the inside line. Doran tried to fight it out there, but Whitty in the 90s also got through. Doran in the 25 drops down into third position. Plenty of pressure on there as Hayden Cox has worked his way up to fourth. As they all single file now, head up the service potential back straight. Spinner further back in the pack through the dip, just trying to pick up the number now, can't quite pick it up from here, as we have a battle for the lead, Whitty and Cooper, and Whitty has made the pass. So Jared Whitty in the 90, making the pass on Cooper. So Cooper back to second. Then it's Cox in third position in the 21 car now that's trying to make the move on Chris Cooper as they head up the service potential back straight towards the turn 8 shed. And then around the rest of the top turns. As they work their way down the pit turn, it's a good lead for the Griffith driver in the energy car at the Racers Warehouse, number 90 of Jared Whitty. Chris Cooper still holding on to second in cart number 2. Then it's back to Hayden Cox in the 21. A gap further back then to Brian Woolner. Woolner in the 14 cart. Then it's Doran West. McCabe, Chancellor, Williams, Miller, Ether, Robert Miller, Hogan, Darren Miller, Breschner, Ordish. With Lance Horn and Brennan Shea not completing a lap on the circuit. So Jared Whitty out to a 1.2 second lead, fastest lap of the race at 33.14. Woolner getting past Kieran Doran as Hayden Cox has made a mistake out there and he's dropped well back through the field. Cox now up into turn 8 trying to make the pass. I can see the carts of Shea and also Horn at the top of the circuit. And, they seem to be well enough off the circuit that we don't need to have an amber light there. But they're not a long way off the top of the circuit indeed. So as Whitty consolidates his position at the front of the field. Our leader is around the top turns now. Cooper in second, holding off the 14 of Woolner for the moment. Woolner from Griffith in the MAA powder coating, number 14, the FA card, looks to go up the inside of Cooper, and he makes the move. So Cooper now shuffled back to third. He tries to go back on him on the 14 of Woolner, but just can't quite make that pass. As Woolner now in second, Cooper on the inside line. He's got right on his back bumper, Kieran Doran. So as he's trying to get his position back for second, he knows that Doran's trying to get third place off him. It's been an interesting battle so far as the leaders head into the first turn. Good battle going on between Cox and West. West in fifth position, Cox in sixth, as Cox now runs along the service potential back straight, as we've got the 25 cart slowing on the circuit. So that's Kieran Doran who's got into problems through the S's, and he will pull his cart well off the circuit. So your race leader is still Jared Whitty in the 90. Second place is Woolner. Cooper is in third. Well, I'm wondering if that's Robert Hogan in the 26, not the 25, because Kieran Doran's timing monitor was triggered on that last lap. So it is definitely Kieran Doran still out there. So it's Robert Hogan that's had the problem in the 26 car, not the 25, as I thought was on the side pod. So Whitty, Woolner, Cooper is your race order. As the leaders complete eight laps, they're on lap nine now. Race leader Jared Whitty to the white flag. So, oh, troubles for the 14 as he comes across the line. Woolner is off the circuit, and unfortunately for Woolner, looks like he might have thrown a chain there as he started the final lap. So Cooper's back up to second. Doran's now to third. He'd been losing ground on that battle, but now is in the catbird seat with Cox trying to close in on him. The leader heads down the pit straight for the final time. Jared Whitty in the Racer's Warehouse, number 90, takes the victory. The Energy Cart taking the win from Cooper, then back to the 25 of Doran Cox. Further back then to Lachlan Chancer in the 22. Cody West, Greg Williams. West and Williams, the second of the heavies home behind Lachlan Chancellor. Then it's back to Tarnitha. Paul McCabe seemed to have limped through there. He came across the line very slowly. Then it's Darren McCabe, James Ordish, Brad Miller, Robert Miller. Then it's Stephen Breschner in the eight, who will be the final cut to complete heat number one of the Tag 125s. As we get set for open performance, John McCabe is on the pole in the 66. Daniel Humphreys in the 14, Matthew Nipperis in the 16, Jack Weston Casey in the 8, Steve Martins in the 2, and Michael Peace in the 46. So all set for a start. Away and racing, and it's Nipperis up the inside from the second row who gets the jump. Weston Casey trying to go through with him as they work their way through the S's for the first time. It's Nipperis from Westcombe Casey, back then to McCabe in the 66, who straight lines the dip that time, almost getting into the dirt as they entered the service potential back straight. Around the top of the circuit now, Nipperis well out in front. He'll be banging through the gears in that KZ2 cart. As Nipperis now into turn number one. Westcombe Casey still with McCabe right on his back bumper. Further back then to the 14 of Daniel Humphreys. Steve Martin in the twin, DD2 twin. That's the Yass Valley Earthworks card. And then Michael Pease in the 46. Rounding out the running order in the Marrickville Auto Repairs card. So Nipperis well in front here after just a hand, oh, just two laps. Nipperis from Westcombe Casey. A 32.314 seconds lap for Matthew Nipperis. Then it's Jack Westcombe Casey with the 88 cart still holding John McCabe at bay. You can watch Nipperis as he heads round in the KZ2 cart, making the gear shifts there as he goes around. So very, very deliberately up and down through the gears as he's opened up the length of the service potential back straight advantage over Westcombe Casey in the 88, who's still got John McCabe right on his back bumper. So across the start-finish line, it's Matthew Nipperis from Westcombe Casey and McCabe. Further back to Humphreys, Martin and Pease. Martin under a lot of pressure from Michael Pease. So it's the Yass Valley Earthworks cart number 2 and the Marrickville Auto Repairs 46 that is really pushing hard as McCabe makes the pass coming off the top turns now to move into second position. So Westcombe Casey, Westcombe Casey slowing here on the circuit, and Westcombe Casey is dropping to the back of the field. So McCabe up into second place, and now it's Daniel Humphreys in third, and Westcombe Casey looks like he'll be lucky if he can get it up the hill to go back to the pit lane. It's limping along. Nipperis is still your leader. Matthew Nipperis in the 16 cart, leading the way from John McCabe in the 66. Then it's back to the 14 of Humphreys. Martin is the next car through with Pease still on his back bumper. Martin and Pease have been having a great battle right throughout this race. Westcombe Casey now pulling his cart from the circuit after just 5.5 laps. The race leader, Matthew Nipperis, a 31.301, and fastest lap he's put down on the circuit. The Medina engine, CRG chassis, in the Kart Connect sponsored number 16, doing a fantastic job here. As McCabe sits in second, he's also driven well to get himself a 3-second buffer between himself and John McCabe. So Humphreys, then it's Martin and Pease rounding out the running order. And Martin still holding Pease at bay in that number 2 card. The Yass Valley Earthworks number 2. Good to see Steve Martin back on the circuit. Hadn't seen much of him in over the last 12 months. But back out here racing well today. Michael Pease in the Marrickville Auto Repair 46. Just not able to get the advantage through the tighter sections of track. And certainly Martin in the twin engine, DD2, able to just pull away as soon as he has any sort of long straight advantage. Nipperis on his final lap heads through the dip and up onto the service potential back straight towards the turn 8 shed. That's caused a bit of controversy this morning. Off the top turns and down the pit straight. Matthew Nipperis comes to the checkered flag and takes the victory. Nipperis takes the win from McCabe. Then it's back to Humphreys in the 14. Looks like Martin will be able to hold on from Pease at the end. Some great driving there in open performance heat number 1.